Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksubos Daf Tzadi Aleph, Ksubos 91. And we're going to discuss an incident that appears in 91b. The Gemara has been discussing similar cases throughout the Daf, that the whole Daf is dealing with specific cases. So the Gemara brings the following situation. Oh, God, for there was a specific man, Davin Maskibe Meazuze. They were saying, the people were saying that he owed them 100 zuz, and before he was able to pay off the debt that he owed, shachiv, then this borrower who owed 100 zuz, he died, vishavak, and he left his assets to his heirs. And amongst these assets was katina da'ara. Amongst these assets was a small piece of land. So amongst his assets were a small piece of land, avishavya chamishin zuzim, that was worth 50 zuz. So as a general rule, does a borrower need to pay off, before we go on with the story, if a person dies, do his heirs have to pay off the debt of his parents? So the Ran and the Ritva and the Rambam all say, the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Veloveh, Chapter 18, Halacha 10, they all say that it's a commandment for the heirs to really pay off the debts of their father. But they say that's only when from the movable objects that their father left them. And according to the Rashba and the Run, the mitzvah is for the heirs to pay off is only specifically from their assets. But if their father left them metaltalim, movable objects, then we force them. Meaning to say, according to the Rashba and the Run, that when we say it's a mitzvah, that's only if their father didn't leave them the assets to cover it. But if their father left them the assets, then we force them to pay for it. But back to the story. So this man, his father had left them a small piece of land, which was worth 50 zuz. So the creditor came and he seized this piece of land because he says, you owe me 100 zuz. So now I'm at least taking 50 of it. Yavuay chamishin zuz. So they gave the heirs gave to the lender 50 zuz for the real estate, and so therefore, and by doing that, he returned the property to them. They said, okay, we want this real estate, we'll buy it. But so he gave them 50 zuz, and then they gave him 50 zuz, and then he returned it. But now he says, hader. Now the lender comes back and he says, well, guess what? That 50 zuz that you paid me, that was not to buy the land. That was because your father owed me 100 zuz, and so therefore it wasn't for the land. So I want to get the land. So katarfoy. So again, he seized the real estate from them. So basically, this person who was owed 100 zuz, he first took the land from them, from the heirs, which was worth 50 zuz. And when they paid for it, he said to them, "Yeah, you paid for the money that your father owed, but you still owe me 50 zuz." And so he grabbed the land again. So asal kamei d'abaye. So the heirs came before Abaye and they claimed that those 50 zuz that they paid to the creditor, that was for the land. And so therefore, the law is that the creditor should leave them alone and he should give them back the real estate. And so there's nothing left for the heirs. And so therefore, because their father didn't leave them any other real estate. So Amarohan, so Abaye says, mitzvah is somim lefroach of avi. And he says, it's a mitzvah for the heirs to pay the debt to their father, because it's a great honor. We don't want to leave the father. We don't want to leave the father owing a debt. And so therefore, even though the court cannot force the orphans to fulfill this mitzvah, because it's only rabbinic mitzvah, that's what Rashi says, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. And Tosu says a different reason. Tosu says the reason why we don't force him is because it's a positive commandment, which is where the Torah writes the reward for it. And wherever there's a reward for in the Torah, we don't force it. But, as the Gemara Chulin explains, but the fact that it is a rabbinic mitzvah, we find that in some places, Tosfos says, we do actually force on a rabbinic mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Chananel is of the position that we do force in general for this mitzvah. So therefore, Abaye says it's a mitzvah for the orphans to pay off the estate of the father, and so therefore you have to pay it. So nevertheless, here, I say, honey, kamai, that money that you gave at first, that wasn't given for the real estate, but mitzvah avdisu, that you did a mitzvah. You gave the money to fulfill the mitzvah of paying off the debt of your father. And so therefore, hasha katarif bedin katarif. So now that he seizes the money, he's seizing it in proper way. So now that he seizes the real estate, he's seizing it properly. And that which Abaye says, that the money that he was paid on behalf of the debt, lo amran, it's only said in a circumstance, to lo amruwe, where the heirs don't specify, hani chamishin zuz dmei da'arat katina. That's only because they didn't specify that was the money that was specifically being paid for the land of lo amruwe. But if we then give him the money, they're very specific, and they make a point of saying, hani chamishin zuz, this 50 zuz that we're giving you, the May Ara Katina, is for the piece of real estate, then indeed they are really being correct. And so therefore then we would say that they are not doing it for the paying off the debt, but they're doing it for the real estate. And so Saluki Salkua, and indeed and under those circumstances they have liberated the real estate, so to speak, and he can't go back and claim, the creditor can't go back and claim, the first 50 zuz was to pay off the debt, and now I'm just taking the real estate.